Welcome to AI Unraveled, created and produced by the insightful Etienne Newman. He's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad up in Canada. We're really glad you're joining us for this deep dive today. And hey, before we jump in, just a quick reminder, please do like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. It really helps others find the show and you won't miss anything. Okay, let's unpack this. So today we're doing a special deep dive. We're going to sift through the latest currents in artificial intelligence. We're focusing specifically on the interesting stuff that unfolded on July 17th, 2025. Think of this as your quick, engaging shortcut to understanding what's really moving the needle in AI right now. We've gone through a bunch of sources you sent our way to distill it all.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating here is just seeing the speed, you know, how quickly the practical applications of AI are just spreading across industries. But at the same time, the underlying infrastructure and importantly, the ethical thinking around it all, well, that's evolving just as fast. So our mission today is really to connect those dots for you, show how it all kind of fits together.
Right. We've got quite a journey plan. We'll cover everything from how the big tech companies are expanding their AI platforms to some pretty big market shifts and, well, scrutiny happening in the industry. And then there's some really cool new creative tools and even scientific breakthroughs. So yeah, get ready for some aha moments, hopefully, as we explore how AI is reshaping things. Yeah. Let's kick things off with how the big players are pushing the boundaries, especially when it comes to like automation and reaching users directly. The enterprise side saw some big news.
Indeed. Amazon, for instance, just launched Amazon Bedrock Agent Core. And this isn't just, you know, another tool. It feels like a really strategic move to become the backbone for enterprise AI automation.
That's right. Bedrock Agent Core. It's designed specifically to let developers easily build, deploy, and scale these autonomous AI agents. And we're not talking simple chatbots here. These things can analyze internal company data. They can write code. They can even talk to external networks using standard protocols like MCP and A2A. So basically, AI agents talking to other apps and services seamlessly. And they can run autonomously for up to 8 hours.
8 hours, yeah, that's significant.
It is. And the idea, the why it matters for you, is that this is meant to free up employees from that repetitive, sometimes tedious work, right?
Yeah.
So they can focus on more creative, more strategic stuff that actually pushes the business forward.
And well, speaking of AI freeing up your time, Google's definitely leaning into that concept again. They seem to be reviving capabilities, kind of like their old Duplex service.
Exactly. Imagine this. Google Search AI can now actually make real phone calls for you. Think about having it check prices or, you know, confirm if something's in stock, maybe even book appointments or make reservations. This AI calling feature, it's free in 45 U.S. states right now.
Wow, 45 states already.
Yeah, and if you happen to be a Google AI Pro or AI Ultra subscriber, you get, like, higher usage limits. Now, Google's being pretty clear about quality control. They say the automated calls are monitored and recorded.
Okay.
And businesses can opt out if they want. But for you, just think about the convenience. The time saved could be, well, enormous.
Definitely. Now, speaking of these big players, something else really caught my eye. A huge development, actually. It's OpenAI's new multi-billion dollar agreement with Google Cloud. What's truly interesting here is the kind of strategic ripple effect this sends out.
It's a massive deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
So OpenAI is now tapping Google Cloud infrastructure for its ChatGPT workloads. This adds a completely new supplier for their, let's face it, enormous computing needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about getting more GPUs, though that's part of it. It really signals maybe a new era of multi-cloud AI infrastructure. Mm. OpenAI, which was, you know, very closely tied to Microsoft, is now clearly diversifying its partners. Google's joining others like Oracle and CoreWeave and providing those incredibly sought-after GPUs. It suggests they're, well, hedging their bets, maybe, avoiding vendor lock-in, using different options to stay ahead in this AI arms race.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, this deal just underscores the, frankly, insatiable demand for computing power in this AI arms race. And it shows how even the biggest players are diversifying their infrastructure partners just to keep up. It's a clear sign that resilience and flexibility in compute are becoming absolutely critical.
Okay, so as you hear about these incredible advancements from the giants like Amazon, Google, OpenAI, you might be thinking, okay, how can I be part of this future?
Mm.
Well, if you're looking to get certified in AI and really give your career a boost, Etienne Newman has put together an amazing set of resources just for you. He's got AI certification prep ebooks and audiobooks covering things like the Azure AI Engineer Associate, the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, the AWS Certified AI Practitioner Study Guide, Azure AI Fundamentals, and the Google Machine Learning Certification, too. They're all available over at djamget.com, and you'll find the links right there in the show notes. Definitely worth checking out. All right, now here's where things get really interesting, I think. We need to look at some of the challenges and the business shifts that are impacting the AI industry right now. Because it's not all smooth sailing. There's some significant scrutiny happening.
Oh, absolutely. That's critical to talk about. We've seen multiple watchdog reports come out recently revealing that major AI companies have, well, what they're calling unacceptable safeguards for managing their high-risk models. And this raises a really important question for all of us, doesn't it? As AI gets more and more capable, who is actually ensuring it's developed responsibly? And I mean, what does responsible truly look like in practice?
It's deeply concerning. There was this study by Safer AI, for instance. It showed that not a single top AI company, and that includes the big names, Anthropic, OpenAI, none, scored better than weak on how mature their risk management processes are.
Weak? Wow.
Yeah. And we saw Google DeepMind get a low score, partly because they released their Gemini 2.5 model without, you know, sharing the corresponding safety information alongside it. And maybe even more sobering, there was this existential safety assessment. Every major AI lab scored a D or below. Meaning they just lacked clear plans for how they'd control potential future super intelligent machines. It really just highlights the critical need for, well, thoughtful governance and transparency in this field that's moving so incredibly fast.
And this kind of scrutiny, it's not just about ethics, is it? It also intersects with how these companies are planning their growth and how they plan to make money.
Precisely. And on that front, OpenAI is definitely expanding its monetization strategy. They're now looking to take a cut of ChatGPT shopping sales.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, the plan is to integrate things like affiliate links and commerce options right into ChatGPT, which means they'll get a commission from sellers for sales that happen through the platform. And the goal, eventually, seems to be integrating a direct checkout system, so you can complete a purchase without even leaving ChatGPT to go to the retailer site.
Hmm.
So what does this mean for you when you're shopping online? Well, imagine ChatGPT becoming your personal shopping assistant, not just finding products, but handling the whole transaction from discovery right through to checkout. This lets them make money from their free users too, not just the premium subscribers. It fundamentally changes their business model, really.
And while, you know, some companies are finding new ways to bring in revenue, others are hitting some turbulence from maybe growing too fast. Scale AI, the big data labeling company, just announced layoffs. It affects 14% of their workforce.
Yeah, that's a significant number. It's about 200 employees and 500 contractors. Mm-hmm. And it comes just, what, a month after Meta bought a major stake in them? And it also followed the departure of their CEO, Alexander Wang. So a lot's happening there.
Right.
The current CEO, Jason Droege, his explanation was basically that they ramped up their generative AI capacity too quickly, which led to, you know, inefficiencies, too much bureaucracy, redundancies, and apparently even confusion within the teams.
Growing pains, sounds like.
Exactly. So now they're restructuring. Their generative AI business is going from 16 sort of specialized pods down to just 5. And they're also combining their go-to-market team into a single unit, trying to streamline things.
Yeah, this situation at scale AI, it's really a stark reminder, isn't it? That even in a booming industry like AI, super rapid expansion can lead to serious internal challenges. It just highlights that constant need for, you know, strategic adjustments, streamlining operations, and keeping a clear focus to stay efficient and navigate these market dynamics.
Right? Absolutely. The AI landscape is just incredibly dynamic, isn't it? And figuring it all out requires deep insight. So if you're an AI innovator or maybe a tech leader listening to this, here's actually a unique opportunity for you to share your vision. We're putting a call out to all AI innovators and tech leaders. If you're looking to, you know, elevate your authority and reach a really engaged audience, AI professionals, researchers, decision makers, consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled. You can share your cutting-edge insights, talk about your latest projects, your vision for AI's future, all in a dedicated interview segment. You can learn more about this thought leadership partnership and the benefits for your brand. Just apply at https.djamgattech.com/i-unraveled. And of course, that link is in our show notes. Okay, let's shift gears now. Let's turn our attention to the really cutting edge stuff, where AI is unlocking genuinely new creative possibilities and speeding up scientific discovery in ways that honestly felt like science fiction not long ago.
Yeah, this is where things get really exciting, I think. Take the emerging AI video platform LTXV, for example. They just unlock the ability to generate 60-second AI videos.
60 seconds. That's a big jump.
It really is. It changes the game for content creation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So LTXV, they've expanded their generation limits, letting users make clips up to a full minute long. But what's really unique about them is how it works. It streams the video live as it generates it. You get the first second almost instantly.
Wow.
Instantly, yeah. And then it continuously builds the scene without needing cuts. And users get incredible control. You can apply inputs like poses, depth information, style changes midstream, so the scene can evolve dynamically as it's being created.
That sounds amazing. Real-time control.
It is. Yeah. Plus, they say it's trained on fully licensed data. It integrates directly with their LTX Studio software, and apparently it can run efficiently even on consumer hardware. And maybe best of all, it's open source. They have larger 13 billion parameter versions for top quality, but also mobile-friendly 2 billion parameter versions optimized for regular devices.
Open source, too. Interesting.
Yeah. Imagine the creative potential that unlocks for you, right? No more waiting ages for renders. You get real-time control.
Mm.
It feels truly revolutionary for filmmakers, content creators, anyone working with video, and for those of us maybe more glued to spreadsheets and presentations.
Yes.
OpenAI just released new ChatGPT agents. These are specifically designed for Excel and PowerPoint. They're productivity-focused agents meant to help you generate charts, slides, even formulas, just using natural language prompts like, make me a bar chart of this data.
Okay.
And the reports or slides they generate are directly compatible with Microsoft's open source formats, so you can open them easily in common apps. Now, full disclosure, early testers did report it being slow and buggy.
The usual first version hiccups.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Apparently, a single task could sometimes take up to half an hour. But, you know, the potential to automate those routine office tasks is clearly there. And there are also rumors OpenAI is working on a collaboration tool, allowing multiple users within ChatGPT, but no solid info on when that might appear.
Right. And shifting from productivity to pure science, this next one is a massive leap for scientific discovery. We're seeing reports of an autonomous lab that's now discovering materials 10 times faster than traditional methods.
10 times faster.
Yeah. And what's fascinating here is how this really pushes the boundaries of discovery. It promises we might find materials for things like clean energy, new electronics, or sustainable chemicals in days instead of years. That's the quote.
That is truly incredible. So this autonomous lab, it combines robotics and AI to rapidly test and identify advanced materials for industrial use. But instead of the old way, waiting for each chemical reaction to finish one by one, this system uses dynamic, real-time experiments.
Mm-hmm.
The lab basically runs continuously.
Continuously, wow.
Yeah, and it captures data literally every half second. That allows its machine learning algorithms to just crunch through possibilities and quickly pinpoint the most promising material candidates with unbelievable speed. Plus, a nice side benefit, this approach apparently cuts down significantly on the amount of chemicals needed and reduces waste. So materials research becomes much more sustainable too.
That's a huge benefit as well.
Yeah, it really feels like a game changer for industrial innovation. So from creating dynamic videos and automating complex data analysis all the way to accelerating scientific breakthroughs, it's just abundantly clear, isn't it? AI is a fundamental tool for building the future. And if you're feeling inspired by all this to start building with AI yourself, make sure you check out Etienne Newman's AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit. It includes a series of AI tutorial PDFs, comprehensive AI and machine learning certification guides, and also AI tutorial audio and videos to really help you get hands-on experience and, you know, create your own projects. As always, you'll find all the links for that in the show notes. Okay, and before we wrap up this deep dive, let's quickly touch on just a few other significant movements from July 17th that caught our eye. These are more like rapid-fire updates, but they show the constant churn happening in the AI world.
Absolutely. Quick hits. Let's do it. First, Meta reportedly poached Jason Wei and Hung-Won Chung from OpenAI. Both were apparently key people working on OpenAI's foundational O1 large language model and also their deep research team. So that's a significant talent shift.
Definitely notable.
Yeah. In related news, kind of the reverse, Anthropic is apparently getting two Claude co-developers, Kat Wu and Boris Cherny, back. They had briefly left for cursor maker Anysphere, but are now returning.
Interesting. Back and forth.
Exactly. Microsoft is also rolling out something called Desktop Share for Copilot Vision. This is going out to Windows Insiders first. It basically lets the Copilot app view and analyze content directly on your desktop in real time. Could open up some new ways to interact.
Okay. Real-time analysis of your screen.
Yeah. And finally, Anthropic seems to be getting a lot of investor interest for a new funding round. The reports suggest it could be at a valuation over $100 billion.
Wow, $100 billion. That signals huge confidence.
Massive confidence in their growth potential, yes.
Okay, so what does all of this actually mean for you, the listener, trying to navigate this incredibly fast-moving landscape? I mean, from automated phone calls, handling your errands, to these self-driving labs, discovering new materials for clean energy. It's just undeniably clear, isn't it? AI isn't just advancing. It's profoundly reshaping industries in our daily lives. And the speed is just astonishing.
Yeah, if we try to connect this all back to the bigger picture, what this Daily Chronicle really shows is a landscape of just intense competition, right? We see rapid application across pretty much all sectors now. And alongside that, there's this growing, almost urgent awareness of the need for strong ethical frameworks. It's a field that's constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible while also being kind of forced to confront its own complexities and the huge societal implications of its power.
Which really leaves us with this, I think, powerful thought. As AI continues to learn and evolve, often discovering things faster than we humans can even track. Are we as humans truly keeping pace? Not just in terms of understanding the technology itself, but in our collective capacity or wisdom, really, to guide its ethical and societal impact responsibly into the future. Something to ponder. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive into the latest in AI. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and we'll be here to unpack more with you next time.